Thank you so much, Federica. And as you all know, NATO has been present in Afghanistan for many years, and we have been there together with the European Union, together with the United Nations and with the broader international community. And NATO's efforts to strengthen the security of Afghanistan has gone hand in hand with the efforts of the broader international community to promote development in Afghanistan. Because without security, there can be no development. And without development, there can be no lasting security. So they depend upon each other, and they reinforce in each other. And that's exactly why NATO has worked so closely together with the EU, the UN, and many other institutions and organizations in Afghanistan. Last year, Afghanistan took the lead, and the Afghan forces took over the responsibility of security in their own country. NATO is still providing support, and I think that the attacks we have seen this week in Helmand and in Kunduz shows that the Afghan forces are able to respond and are professional and committed to the task. And I would like to pay tribute to the brave men and women of the Afghan security and defense forces and to all those serving as part of research support mission. 3 months ago, NATO heads and state heads of state and government came together in Warsaw, and there we decided together with partners to continue our support for Afghanistan's national unity government and its security forces. We agreed to sustain the research support mission beyond 2016 with around 13,000 troops. The mission will continue to offer training, advice and assistance, but with increased flexibility and also providing support where it is needed most. We agreed to continue to finance the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces to the end of 2020, standing by our commitment to help Afghanistan develop a sustainable security architecture. And we agreed to strengthen the enduring partnership between NATO and Afghanistan and to further develop our long-term partnership through political dialogue and practical cooperation. The people of Afghanistan must be confident in the future of their country. That means greater security, increased access to schools, infrastructure development, and secure and trusted government institutions. And they must be confident that human rights, including the rights of women and children, will be fully respected. And I encourage everyone here to continue to support the government of Afghanistan. Together, NATO and the EU and the rest of the international community can offer a truly comprehensive and complementary package of support. The government of national unity must stand strong and united and implement the necessary reforms. I'm greatly encouraged by the agreement between the Afghan government and Hezb Islami. This is an important step forward in the peace and reconciliation process, and essential for a credible long-term peace deal. Let me finish by saying that I'm confident that with the combined efforts of the Afghan government and the international community, we will help Afghanistan secure a stable future. Thank you.